This is Akashvani, the news read by Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate 103 Amrit Bharat stations today with modern amenities. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said, "It is a landmark day for India's railway infrastructure as Amrit stations will boost comfort, connectivity and celebrate the country's glorious culture." Prime Minister Modi will visit Bikaner in Rajasthan and inaugurate the redeveloped Deshnok railway station under the Amrit Bharat station scheme. He will also flag off the Bikaner-Mumbai express train. Moreover, a total of 19 Amrit stations are located in different locations of Uttar Pradesh and are fully ready to provide modern facilities to the passengers. The Minister of Railways, Ashwini Vaishnav, has said that out of over 1,300 railway stations identified for redevelopment under the Amrit Bharat Station Scheme, the first batch of 103 Amrit stations will be inaugurated by the Prime Minister, Sri Narendra Modi, from the land of Rajasthan.
It's a matter of great pleasure that Honorable Prime Minister's dream of redeveloping railway stations throughout the country is now taking a real shape. Honorable Prime Minister will inaugurate the first batch of 103 stations spread throughout the country from the land of Velar, Rajasthan, and here in Deshnok. Our attempt has been to incorporate the local architecture, the cultural heritage of the area, so that the stations are built for 50 years, they can keep serving the people.
In Chhattisgarh, 27 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with the security forces in Chhattisgarh. Top Naxal leader and CPI Maoist General Secretary Basav Raju is among those killed. A reward of about 1 crore rupees was declared on him. Security forces have recovered a large number of weapons and other Maoist material along with the bodies of all the Maoists killed from the spot. A Jawan of the District Reserve Guard, DRG, was martyred in the encounter. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed pride at the success of the country's security forces for their remarkable success in the operation against Maoists. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the government is committed to eliminating the menace of Maoism and ensuring a life of peace and progress for the country's people. Home Minister Amit Shah has termed the operation against Maoists in Chhattisgarh as a landmark achievement in the battle to eliminate Naxalism. India has launched its aggressive global campaign to further expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism with 2 all-party delegations leaving for 9 nations. An all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha left for the 5-nation tour of Indonesia, Malaysia, South Korea, Japan and Singapore as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor. Another delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde also embarked on a visit to UAE, Liberia, Congo and Sierra Leone to affirm New Delhi's resolve on combating terrorism in all its forms. The delegations will carry India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism and apprise about Operation Sindoor. Talking to the media before the departure of his delegation, Mr. Sanjay Jha said, "Terrorism is a part of Pakistan's state policy and they will tell the world how Islamabad has been sponsoring terrorism."
आतंकवाद जो है वो पाकिस्तान की स्टेट पॉलिसी है, इनके नकाब को उतारना। वहां से कोई 2-4 लोग ऐसे नहीं आते हैं, पूरा स्टेट उसको स्पॉन्सर करता है, पूरा थ्राइव करता है स्टेट के सपोर्ट से। इस बात को पूरे दुनिया में जाकर के बताना, ऐसा नहीं होगा कि हमारे यहाँ आकर के टेररिस्ट एक्टिविटी करते रहिए और उसको हम झेलते रहेंगे।
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar met Denmark's Minister for Industry, Business and Financial Affairs Morten Botskov in Copenhagen yesterday. They discussed deepening existing areas of cooperation and exploring new possibilities. Banu Mushtaq's short story collection Heart Lamp has won the International Booker Prize in London. Her award-winning work is a collection of 12 short stories translated into English by Deepa Bhasthi. In IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians became the 4th and final team to storm into the playoffs, beating Delhi Capitals by 59 runs at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. Today, hosts Gujarat Titans will lock horns with Lucknow Super Giants at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.